Mervyn Gibson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Did you come away from the meeting thinking you'd made progress, or did you come away from the meeting thinking, well, the people around that table were saying what they need to say because those who really run East Belfast are calling the tune here?
No, I think we come away from the meeting not having a solution or a magic solution to what was going on, but we come away saying yesterday was a start to try and get the violence off the street in East Belfast. We come away hopeful from that meeting.
And as the councillors go into this meeting tonight that has the spotlight on it, because it's the first one since the decision with regards to the flag, how much responsibility is there on the protesters tonight to give councillors, duly elected councillors, the opportunity to carry out council business?
I think from talking to some of those who are involved in the protest, they want peaceful protests. They see the rat and any violence associated or connected in any way to their protests as diminishing the cause they're standing for. So I don't believe anyone organising a protest is looking for violence tonight.
And you would expect a significant protest tonight?
I honestly don't know. It just depends on many factors, how many turn up, but I'm sure the organisers will be looking for big numbers.
Would you be surprised if there's a significant protest tonight if there was no violence?
I would hope and pray there'd be no violence. That's what we're working towards. But it's getting the message across to those involved in the violence that it's not needed nor wanted.
And do you believe you're trying to get a message across to a bunch of youngsters in East Belfast, or are you trying to get a message across to the UVF?
Oh, without a doubt, I would say we're trying to get a message across to a bunch of youngsters in East Belfast.
No paramilitary involvement whatsoever?
I don't believe these riots are organised by paramilitary organisations per se. I don't know every individual who's taken part in them. They could be from any organisation. But my experience of living and working with paramilitaries here in East Belfast, I certainly see no major orchestration of the violence by them.
Kids seem to be well organised when it comes to, if it's recreational violence, when it comes to that kind of behaviour, because they've got their petrol bombs and they've got their wheelie bins full of rocks. They seem to be ready to go any time darkness falls.
That's exactly it. People are planning for it. The kids themselves are planning for it and organising it. I'm not saying there's maybe older ones helping them somewhere along the line. They're not all 13, 14, 15-year-olds. But certainly it's not what I've seen in the past. So hopefully today, after the meetings with the police to discuss their tactics and to discuss how they have handled the thing, hopefully groups are going back to talk to the young people, because many of the churches there, the community groups, work with these young people on a daily basis. I know them individually. They would hope to make contact with them and to try and make them see some sense, because people are really concerned about these young people ruining their lives as well, getting a criminal record so early on.
At what point does it change from young people being well organised with petrol bombs and masonry and barricades being supported by some older people who steer them in the right direction and the UVF being involved? At what point does it cross the line where it's now, oh, this is official UVF policy?
I would say, looking at the riots, and I've seen riots over East Belfast this last 12 years, as many have, and you know watching the riots, who's organising them, and you can go, and in the past, I've went to paramilitaries who have organised riots, I've spoke to them, and we've dealt with it, and the riot didn't stop. On these occasions, there's no one to go to talk to, because there's no focus point for the riot. It is genuinely young people coming together. I'm not saying the older people are necessarily involved in paramilitaries. They get caught up in the situation. I've seen drunks involved in the riot and all sorts of things. That doesn't take away from the seriousness of it and those who have been injured. But I think people just want to see peace return to East Belfast. And yesterday's meeting was about those who have a vested interest in East Belfast coming together to look at all aspects of what's went on. That's including the tactics of the police, the heavy-handedness, the allegations of police brutality. It's looking at what we can do and work with these young people. There's no good condemning them, telling them to get off the street if we're not offering them hope. So we want to address the matter from all sides.
And do you accept that the UVF could turn it off if they put the word on the street today?
I accept any paramilitary organisation could turn it off. But really, there's a question there, Frank, a moral question. Paramilitary organisations are in transition themselves from violence. Do we want a society where we turn to the paramilitaries to police it? Do we want them to go to these young people and order them off the street, or else they'll be beat off the street? That's not the society I want to live in. And equally, if they did that, they'd immediately be accused of organising it and turn it on and turn it off. So I think it's a community responsibility. Everyone in the community, the politicians, the churches, the community people, have a responsibility to try and get this stopped.
Do you think the police have been heavy-handed?
I have been on the ground and I've seen tactics that I would consider as heavy-handed, and that's one of the things we want to talk to the police about today.
What's the definition of police officers of the PSNI in East Belfast being heavy-handed?
I think
in the face of petrol bombs and masonry, you know, the picture we see on TV, police officers wearing all the body armour and with their protective shields and their jeeps in the line of fire from petrol bombs and masonry and indeed from gunfire. What's the definition of being heavy-handed?
I think the police are saying actually there was no gunfire now, but I think... I'm not taking away, if people are throwing petrol bombs and people are throwing masonry bombs, that has to be dealt with. But on occasions, I've seen the crowds have settled down, and I watched the situation, people have begun to disperse, and then the police have moved into the area again. I'm not overly questioning the police tactics when they're being attacked. It's just the manner and sometimes which they drive in seems to incite again. But equally, those who are doing the ratting shouldn't be ratting, and it has to stop. There's no question about that. But I think we have to look at all these matters. And collectively working with the police try and get this violence stopped.
Reverend Mervyn Gibson, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.